Welcome to Listen, Smile y No Te Rindas. Este es un podcast para los hispanohablantes que quieren mejorar su comprensión de mi idioma nativo, el inglés. I am Gabe, Gabo, here as always with my brother Greg, o Goyo.
Hola.
¿Qué tal, Goyo?
Todo bien, tranquis. It's Saturday and it's autumn. It's a nice cool temperature, so I might actually wear a sweater next week. That's always a welcome change from the heat.
Yes.
Of a Georgia summer. You live a little bit north of me, near Asheville. It's already coolish there or not?
Yes, it's been cold enough that in the mornings we need to wear a light jacket to stay warm. But then in the afternoons, it's been hot enough that you can wear just a shirt, a t-shirt. So it's been, we call it desert weather because it's been very cool at night and hot in the daytime.
Gotcha. So today's topic is a continuation of another episode in which we talked about the verb do, which, as you know, is hacer. We're going to do a second part to this now, and we're going to use do in new ways, new idiomatic ways today. A menudo presentamos una lista de vocabulario al principio, pero la base del show hoy es un poco diferente. Será traducción palabra por palabra en los ejemplos. Disculpen, por favor, nuestros errores pequeños en español. De todos modos, por eso no será necesaria una lista hoy.
¡Qué bueno! Odio las listas. So the first phrase we're going to be talking about that uses the word do in English is a very common phrase, the phrase to do business, to do business.
El primer ejemplo será, está haciendo algunos negocios con Potowski. Gabe, how would you say that in English?
Diría, she is doing business with Potowski. She is doing business with Potowski, to do business.
Okay. Number two, Perkins está manejando su negocio en un mejor lugar. Y eso da como resultado ganancias extra.
Okay, we would say Perkins is doing business in a different and better place. And that means that he makes extra profits. He's doing business in a better place.
So you can hear that doing business or to do business in English has at least two constructs in Spanish. One being, of course, hacer negocios or hacer algunos negocios in our example, which is quite direct, of course, but then also manejar negocios. I would say that drive a business, manejar is like drive, at least in Mexico. I don't think that's super common in English if it exists. But Gabe, you work in a business. How do you hear the phrase do business at your workplace?
Well, it's a very common expression in American workplaces. So, for example, at my work last week, people were saying, our company has started doing business with a Canadian company, una compañía en Canadá. Our company has started doing business with a Canadian company. So that means that we had started working with another company in Canada.
Okay, thanks for that example.
So the next one we'll move on to is the phrase to do nothing. To do nothing. We hear this a lot in American English. So let's look at some examples.
Okay, número uno será el aburrimiento y no hacer nada a veces ayuda a aumentar la creatividad. How would you say that in English, Gabe?
I would say boredom and doing nothing sometimes help increase creativity. Doing nothing.
All right, another example in Español. Yo considero que el descanso es algo pasivo, algo como no hacer nada. How would you say that in English, Gabe?
Diría, I consider rest to be passive, a do-nothing kind of thing.
So, do-nothing, in this case, is an action, right? To do nothing. But you can also describe a person as a do-nothing in English, a do-nothing.
Yes, I used to work with a guy that was a do-nothing.
And what does that mean?
Well, a do-nothing is someone who is not productive. They're not helpful. They're lazy, is what you would say. So a lot of times a do-nothing is someone who seems to be busy, you know, parece ocupado, but actually they are not doing anything. So you would say Carlos is a do-nothing because he never turns his reports on time, and yet he's always at his computer. So that's what a do nothing is. It's a but we don't ever call someone a do something. The opposite is not a do something in English. We would never say Juana is a do something.
No, that sounds very strange. Very strange.
We would say you know, Carlos is a do nothing, but Juana is a hard worker.
Yeah, or she's a go-getter. That's another phrase you hear in English.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. That's the opposite of a do-nothing. Yeah, a go-getter.
A go-getter, yeah. Well, right. Let's look at some phrases with to do some. This is super common in English. All of these will include the phrase do some and then an activity that is a noun.
Okay, so the first one would be to do some reading, to do some reading. And so here, some in Spanish would likely be translated as un poco. For example, estaba en la biblioteca leyendo un poco. How would you say that, Gabe?
So I would say, I was in the library doing some reading.
Some reading. Okay, our next example. He estado haciendo un poco de lectura sobre el lago superior. How would you say that in English, Gabe?
Diría, I've been doing some reading on Lake Superior. I've been doing some reading on Lake Superior.
Very good, very good. So here I'd like to draw just a tiny contrast. If you're doing some reading on a topic, that's different from doing the reading on a topic.
Yes, good point.
So if I said I'm going to do some reading for my law class, that would not be specific. But if I said I'm going to do the reading for my law class, that means that the professor has assigned a set of readings for us to complete, and we need to complete them before the next class or something like that. So that's do some reading, not specific. Do the reading specific.
Right, a specific set of reading that would be assigned, for example. I like that. That's a good point. Doing some is very popular in English. You hear phrases like to do some studying, to do some writing, to do some walking, or do some running. If you're wanting to give the concept of doing something and it's not a specific amount, it might be translated sort of like a little or a little bit of. Like, I'm going to do some studying could be translated, I'm going to do a little bit of studying.
Would you say it has kind of a casual feel to it, Gabe?
Yeah, it tends to be less intense than I'm going to be studying, do not disturb me. I'm going to be doing some studying. I'm going to do some studying.
Yeah, it's like I'm easier to interrupt, right? If I'm just doing some studying. But if I'm studying, right, the some studying suggests to me that it's less serious.
Right. Vete. So,
Lárgate. Get out of here. All right. Our next example is to do some exercises.
Right. So, for example, to do some exercises, I could say to my daughter, I'm going to do some exercises in the garage, but I'll have my cell phone with me. I'm going to do some exercises in the garage, but I'll have my cell phone with me.
Yeah, so we don't know which exercises he's going to do. We don't know the specifics, but we know that a certain amount of time is going to be taken up because he's going to be away from the regular part of the house, right, exercising in the garage. And I'd like to point out that this construct does exist in Spanish, but that it's not the same. So we found an example where someone was saying, como va a hacer algunos ejercicios para los pectorales. Going to do some exercises for the chest muscles. That is not casual, like Gabe's example. That is specific, and you're creating a class of exercises in the mind that are just for chest. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so going back to what he said about a little, it would be more like un poco, generally in Spanish, and then algunos ejercicios would be a specific class of exercises.
Right. So almost more like we would say, I'm going to do the exercises that my entrenador told me to do.
Right. For chest or for abs or mm-hmm. whatever. Mm-hmm. Bueno, esperamos que les guste el episodio. Tenemos algo para decirles antes de regresar al tema de do. We need some reviews, please. We need some reviews from our listeners. So we're going to talk to you today about how you can win a prize and be on the air with us in a certain way here on No Te Rindas Podcast. So, for example, if you're listening to us on iTunes, just open an episode of our show that you want to review, click on ratings and reviews, and write us a review. And we have a premio to tell you about in just a minute after Gabe talks about our website.
Now, if you tend to listen to our episode through our website, or you just would like to leave a review on our website, we have a reviews tab, para reseñas. Again, our website is noterindaspodcast.us, and you would just click on the reviews tab to leave us a review.
So we're holding a little contest, un concurso, and also a raffle, una rifa. If you give the show a review or reseña, or just a rating, una calificación, we may read your review on the podcast, and you will be entered into a rifa or a raffle for a $10 Visa International gift card. To participate in these two, mándanos por email una captura de pantalla, in English, a screenshot, a questions@noterindaspodcast.us. Y el 22 de noviembre, vamos a leer hasta 5 reseñas y anunciar el ganador de la rifa. Usaremos tu dirección de email para mandarte el premio.
Así es. And I want to make sure I understand this. So all our listener would need to do is take a screenshot of their rating or review and then send us an email with that screenshot so that they can be entered into the contest, into the raffle. Is that right?
Yes, and also be read on the air.
Oh, we're going, that's right.
When we do the podcast on the 22nd, we're going to read what you say about us up to 5 times on that episode.
5 times. Okay. Speaking of 5 times, that relates to math. And we'll get back to our theme. So the next phrase with do is to do the math, to do the math. Very common in English. And it's like hacer los cálculos or hacer las cuentas. So let's look at some examples.
Gabe, if I said, no, yo he hecho los cálculos, how would you say that in English?
yo he hecho los cálculos. I would say, no, I've done the math. I've done the math.
That's right. I've done the math means this is probably a bad idea.
Mm.
You know, in most cases, it's a negative thing to say. I've done the math.
Correct.
Right. ¿Qué tal? Hice las cuentas suficientes como para saber los riesgos. How would you say that in English?
Diría, I've done the math enough to know the dangers. I've done the math enough to know the dangers. Saber los riesgos.
Muy bien. And can you give me an example of you, like in your own life, where you would say something about I've done the math or do the math?
Well, yeah, like at work, I remember we were assigned a project that was very time consuming, but we were only given a certain amount of time a day to work on this project. And I remember a coworker said, I've done the math and we're going to run out of time before this project is due. Right. He said, I've done the math and we're going to run out of time before we can finish this project. So we all knew what he meant, that he had figured out that we weren't being given enough time a day to work on the project in order to meet that that time deadline. So very common phrase, especially at work.
OK, it's time for us to see what has stuck in your brain. So, Gabe, we're going to ask two questions. I'll ask one, and Gabe will ask one. Hey, Gabe, if someone is lazy, do we describe them in English as A, a do-nothing, B, a not-doing-something, or C, a time-doer?
Okay. If someone is lazy, un flojo, we would say they are a do-nothing. Someone That's who right. is lazy is a do-nothing.
Very good.
All right. I have one for you. This will just give you a chance to catch up with me.
Yes.
Since it's one to nothing. So you don't want your company to take on an expensive project, a project that's going to cost a lot of money. So you say to management, A, I've done the time. B, I've done the math. Or C, I've done some exercises.
So I've thought about the consequences of them doing the project. And I don't think it's a good idea. So I would say, B, I've done the math, and I don't think that we should take on this project or finish this project.
That is correct. We are now tied 1-1. But that is correct. I've done the math, and this is not a good idea to do this expensive project. Well, thank you guys for listening to our show today. We hope that you learned some new phrases with the English word do. We hope that you will tell others about our show and consider becoming a patron and supporting our project. If you would like to become a patron and help us out, please visit www.patreon.com/noterindaspodcast. Again, that's patreon.com/noterindaspodcast.
Si tienes alguna duda o sugerencia sobre el show, ya mencioné nuestra dirección de email. Aquí está otra vez. questions@noterindaspodcast.us. questions@noterindaspodcast.us.
That's right. And speaking of No Te Rindas Podcast.us, we also do have a website, and we hope you will visit it so that you can learn a little bit about us. And also, we have some new material on our blog. Is that right, Greg?
Yeah, our website is growing very quickly. We put up on the blog help for episodes both before and after the episode comes out.
Right.
So if you want to review anything about the episode. You're probably hearing this episode after the year that it came out. You can go back and scroll in the blog, and you can find references to it in a list. Another way you can review and interact with us is to go to Twitter or Facebook. Our handle on Twitter and Facebook is the same. It's at No Te Rindas ENG. No Te Rindas ENG.
Sí, así es. Well, Greg, I hope that you get to be a do-nothing the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Enjoy your Saturday. I myself have to work today, so I'm about to leave, but I'm really glad we got to spend some time together and go over this important topic. But I sure love you, and I hope that we can do this again soon.
So listeners, Gabe did the math, and he realized that he needed to go to work today. That's another example of do the math.
That's right. I got to go. But te quiero mucho, Sale.
Love you too.
I'll talk to you soon, and can't wait to see these reviews coming in.
Yes. Sale, vale. Ciao.
Okay, ciao.